Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Carlos Santana bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Duckerberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. Bill, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the Index of Small Business Optimism, the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. It's been a long time since we've had much of that, Bill.
That's right.
What were you saying, telling me you got labeled? Is that what you were saying?
In our last report, I was labeled as, says NFIB attacks the Fed. And, you know, and we've discussed that, you know, Fed policy is really not productive at all. I was complaining about the fact that Dudley, who is the vice chairman of the FOMC, the Federal Open Market Committee, you know, was saying, well, now the data's a little weaker, maybe, you know, I'm not going to vote for an increase in rates this month. And, you know, that's one of the big problems we have. You don't manage monetary policy month to month. You decide what you think the long-run course of the economy is going to go. We know the lags in monetary policy affecting the real economy are long, so you set a course and you stay on it. You don't vary it every month. That just creates problems. You know? So between the Fed and our politicians, I mean, what politician have you heard from on any of that said anything about the real economy?
Nothing.
Of any substance?
Zero. You know, and the reason is they don't know about it. And I'll be honest with you, Bill. I'm not sure. I don't know how the electorate wants to consume that kind of information. Anyways, it's a little confusing when you got people who are willing to listen to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
So talk to us, all right, President Duckerberg. What would you do? And let me rephrase that. Chairman Duckerberg, chairman of the Fed. Which, and by the way, folks, Bill should have been selected as the chairman of the Fed. He might have been too smart to take it, but anyway, Chairman Duckerberg, what would you do? You're in charge of the Fed right now. What would you do today if you were sitting there right now? The meeting's next week. What would you do?
Well, I would get interest rates moving back to a more normal level. I mean, what you do is you think about the U.S. economy. It grows 1% a year just from population growth. Another 1% from productivity growth. You got 2-3% growth there, and that really suggests an interest rate that ought to be around in a known place.
So you try to get
that interest rate ought to be 3%.
All right. So rates are a quarter point. The Fed funds rate's a quarter point right now, right?
Yeah. 50 is the top. 0.5 now.
Okay. 0.5. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd go up another quarter this next meeting?
Yeah, but
you can't do that because you got 12 voting members.
Yeah.
You only got one vote.
Well, hopefully I will have convinced them. You know, or
is it a majority? I forget what Bob McTeer told us once. Is it a majority? I've forgotten how they do.
Well, they rarely do anything unless they're pretty close to unanimity.
But they did, back in the 90s, they didn't because
you need 12 votes on the Federal Open Market Committee, you know, to have unanimity. And sometimes you have one or two people.
Yeah.
Who
Bob McTeer was a lonesome dub back in the 90s.
Yeah.
But
so you know, you need these people to think it through, and you know, of course, all
what
the,
would
all
what would
the
be what would be the what would be the cause and effect of raising rates? Let's say, all right. So you'd like to see rates get to a point, go up a half a point within the next 6 months, 3 months?
Sure.
Okay. What would be the net impact of that?
Well, there a lot of interesting things would be happening, but so some loans would become more expensive because they're tied to the short term rates,
right.
But long term rates will probably stay low. Because there's, you know, plenty of money to be lent
right.
out. Savers would start earning a lot more money than 0.001 on
right.
their savings.
But savers
sure.
don't drive the economy.
Pardon?
Savers don't drive the economy.
No, they don't. They don't. But
I'm trying to think about what economic growth benefit from raising rates. So I'm negative in terms of raising rates. I've never understood the benefit of raising rates.
It's an expectations issue about whether or not we have an economy that people believe in. And right now you got an economy that the Fed doesn't believe in, so they won't move. And that's basically it. If we thought things were going to be normalized, then we'd have much more confidence about the future being a place that we understand and we can operate in.
And now you kind of, what you're sort of saying is, you're sort of explaining why Donald Trump has such appeal across the country.
Exactly.
People are trying to be made tired of being made to feel that there's something wrong with us.
Right.
I'm not endorsing him, folks. I'm just saying I think that's what's happening. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We're so grateful we have him every month to share his very, very brilliant ideas and outstanding scientific research. The NFIB Index for Small Business Optimism. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.